When you want the best bits of the Pete and Kimber show, you come here to the podcast. And when you want to get half price off cosmetics and vitamins, you check out the Chemist Warehouse Mayhem Sale. Shop in-store or online today. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
If you're someone who has come to the podcast looking for other podcasts, you can understand why, because there's some juicy content on the other podcasts, as long as you search for Pete and Kimber on this listener app for your podcast.
Seems quite confusing, really.
Wasn't it?
I mean, look, if you're looking for Maggie Dent, our parenting guru, she doesn't like being called an expert, but she should be because she's great at what she does. But we've made an entire podcast separate with her that you can go and listen to because she's giving incredible advice and chats around kids on social media after we had a wonderful discussion with her this morning. And Pete, here's a stat that might shock you. We were talking about because they want to ban kids under 14 having socials. And I looked up the percentage of 11 and 12-year-olds that have social media.
Yeah.
Now, they shouldn't, right? Because almost all the platforms say you have to be of a certain age, and that's not it. But they did an advertising standard, or the Advertising Standards Authority did research in the UK, and they say up to 93% of UK children aged 11 to 17 have social media accounts. And of 11 and 12-year-olds who are below social media age restrictions, 86% have social media accounts.
Christ.
So they're on there.
How do you police it? That's the thing. Like, how do you police it, honestly?
Well, we don't know. But that's why
South Australia wants to bring in the no kids on social media under 14, right? How the hell do you do that? Now, we put that question to Maggie Dent, and she answers that question. But I still am a little bit, I don't think it'll work. I don't know.
I think it's just about getting parents to agree. But Maggie does talk about that. So please go listen to it on that podcast, but not before you listen to this podcast because there's heaps of great stuff in it.
There is. Can I just add one extra podcast?
Yeah.
Our Alpha Bucks Wednesday podcast.
Okay, that one's a real smasher. You want to go listen to that because tomorrow when we play Alpha Bucks Wednesday, we keep playing Alpha Bucks until someone wins 10K. It is guaranteed. But on that special Wednesday podcast that we've made, we give you the letters.
Yeah, we may as well have just given you 10 grand.
We're telling you the letters that we're going to play with the first five games. And we give you some clues to the kind of questions you're going to get asked.
It is must-listen stuff. If you're not listening to it, you're basically losing yourself 10 grand. So go and do that. On this podcast, Job Marathon on the way, you'll hear my hangouts with Gunner, the police canine. He's such a good dog. You're a good boy.
You thought you were going to go play with dogs. It was actually more a dog mauling your arm like you were a crim on the loose.
Thanks, Kimber.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have gone with Chew Toy or something like that. But no, I just went straight for the heart, didn't
I? I mean, the good news for you is that they, because the dog went for your, what is this part of your arm?
My tricep.
Your tricep.
Mm.
There was lots of muscle in there, so it had to dig down real tight.
Glad you noticed. Thanks.
Yeah.
Didn't need it anyway. Plane news on the way, which, to be honest with you, Kimber, like, makes this a lot more interesting than what you would think. Like, there's really cool news about planes.
I think we're off to a bad start calling it plane news because it does sound like it's P-L-A-I-N.
Yeah, just whatever news.
It's not whatever news. It's news about aeroplanes, but it's actually surprisingly interesting. We did a follow-up, too, on this podcast with Dear Kimber after we spoke to Celise last week and her husband about whether he should go and visit his dying dad in Adelaide. MixFam jumped in and gave feedback, and we followed them up to see what decision they've made.
There's also the mind-blowing amount that Lucinda Light from MAFS, Married at First Sight, stands to make on her speaking tour in the UK that's sold out.
Good on her. Good on her.
Honestly,
I am two Dear Kimber letters away from doing my own speaking tour and making a lot more money than I make here.
You're kidding me on the waves, our fun Tuesday game, and also yay or nay, we're going to hear the amazing thing that a couple of parents caught doing with their baby at a Taylor Swift concert. So there you go. Have a podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Find the perfect candidate for your role every time with Christelle Recruitment Group.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make living.
It's Pete and Kimber's Job Marathon.
So we've taken your suggestions over text, on phone calls, emails, the whole lot about jobs we can do around Perth, and you're going to hear us do those jobs over the coming days.
Now, the jobs are not something like, we had a couple of suggestions and producer Rami and producer Kerrod said, they're not things we're sending Pete and Kim to do.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to do anything kind of ordinary or boring. They're making us work. and they're putting us in situations we probably don't really want
to
be in.
Oh, please. As if you didn't really want to go to the Perth Zoo. As
hey,
if.
Being a zookeeper is a very big job, and it wasn't all just cuddles and loveliness.
Sure it wasn't. You got to play with the animals. Don't give me that. You got the easy one.
My shoes still smell like rhino. But anyway.
If that's the worst that has happened to you.
We gave you the opportunity to go and work with the WA police.
Sorry, hang on a sec, everybody. Just in air quotes, opportunity.
Yeah, we said working for the WA police is an incredible job. They always talk about how proud they are of the work they do. And we want to throw a big thank you as well to the WA Police Canine Unit, Senior Constable Tom Habits, and their police dog Gunner.
I'm not thanking the dog.
We'd love to get to know Pete and we'd love to give him some work experience. Mm. And you went along like the good work experience kid that you are.
They put me in one of those dog attack suits and put me in the middle of the yard and said, Gunner, there's lunch. Have at it. No, he's huge.
Oh, my God.
My name's Tom Habits. I'm one of the trainers at the canine section.
You don't want to have to take a dog out there to bite someone.
Definitely not.
Oh, my God, he's foaming at the mouth. This is too real.
When the dog shows us that they're near the person, we offer them the person to surrender. We call out multiple times to let them know that we're police dog handlers, that we've got a police dog, and if they don't surrender, there may be an injury caused to them.
I'm freaking out, man, honestly. Like, my heart's thumping so bad.
So what we're literally, the way we're going to do it is we're going to feed the dog on, so you'll be presented to the dog, and we'll just have your arm like that, and then the dog will come in and engage your triceps.
Uh-huh. Right.
Is there gloves on? Do I get a helmet?
No, not required.
Need for a helmet.
Not required.
Watch today become the day where, after this, everybody's required to wear a helmet.
So if it is a genuine pain that you are feeling and you think, I just can't take this anymore, then you need to say, no duff, and at least you'll remove the dog.
So a scream is classed as rewarding the dog.
Yes.
Jeez, that's telling, isn't it?
The dog will engage when Alicia says so, but she'll do it slowly. So literally, she'll probably either hold the lead short or the harness, and she'll literally walk up to you, and I'll be holding the other, like, we'll have you presented like that.
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
What the hell?
Did you just see the drool come out of his mouth? My heart's thumping, and we've got a crowd.
This sucks.
This sucks so bad. He just keeps looking at me.
You'll get there and you go, do you know what? What was all the fuss about?
Ah!
Oh! 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 No duff! No duff! No duff! No.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
That hurt. That hurt. I'm not lying. That hurt.
How is it?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Legit. I wasn't joking, mate. That hurt.
Oh, look. It's not fun. I don't want to do that ever again.
10 out of 10?
11.
So, I'll take another bite. Okay.
Yeah.
That's armor.
No.
Yeah. And we're going to go for number two.
So,
you took another bite?
I took another bite.
But you only lasted a red hot second on the first one before you called the dogs off.
Yeah, and I just wanted to go, okay, that was the first one, and let's get that one out of the way, and let's just see what another bite sort of feels like, so I could actually properly, because I was freaking out so bad the first time. And then you do it, and then you kind of go, okay, wasn't too bad. I'll take another one. And then they got it to latch on for a lot longer, and it hurt like buggery.
You have had bruises on your arms, on your triceps for 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago, mate, we did this.
And it's still there. Yeah, I can still see it.
You have no idea. I was standing there, right, in this suit. This dog, they brought this dog out, Gunner, which was like 6 foot tall. And he comes out and he's foaming at the mouth and he's like, and he's looking at me the entire time while he's doing it. And then the trainer took him into the yard and they did these incredible training maneuvers and drills with this dog.
Mm.
And the entire time while the dog is doing these drills, it's looking at me. It's looking at me as if to say, oh, I can't wait till you get in here. It was horrendous.
Good on you. Good on you, Pete, because we did actually record everything, of course. You can catch all the action on the Mix Instagram page. You can see the video, the photos of Pete being attacked. But good on you. And you know, when I get to play the audio of me doing my job, just patting a rhino. You know, it'll I'm sure we'll sort of be on par.
Yeah, sure we will. Sure
with
we will.
Going out for these jobs.
These jobs are not meant to be a lot of fun. So I hope there's a twist coming for you. And there's another one coming for me as well. I had to tattoo someone. I've never tattooed anyone in my life.
No, the person who agreed to be tattooed by someone with zero experience behind a tattoo gun is not thinking straight. Yeah. Pete, I want to tell you what's been going on around the world. But while I was looking at different articles and things to see what was happening, I found a common theme.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm just going to give you this theme and I'm just going to hit you with only that news. Are you ready? Plain news.
Plain news.
It's not as ordinary as it sounds.
As in...
it's news about planes.
Oh, wow.
Aircraft.
Yay.
No.
Yay. I wonder what's happening on the other stations this morning.
Do you want to go?
No.
Let's pick over and see what they are doing.
No, that's not a bad. That'd be a bit of fun. Maybe we do that after 6:30. What's Nova up to?
No, look, I've got these plane stories. I can't believe how many of them have hit the news today.
We're not really talking about this, are we?
Okay.
Look, these better be interesting.
I'm going to say they get better as they go along. Okay.
Okay.
So you saw the pilot that made a wheels up landing at Newcastle Airport. Did you? I think you said you'd seen that footage.
We all said we'd seen that footage and we decided we weren't going to discuss it all that much because it didn't look all that interesting.
All right, it won't take long. There was an issue with the landing gear. He circled over and over until he had to land. And everyone was like, wow, what a hero. And he got, you know, clapped out for it. Everyone was like, yeah, wicked. But he says, ah, textbook landing. I've taught this move to 200 to 300 students in my time. Not a thing. He made it look easy.
He made it look easy. He's textbook like, landing.
I've done this plenty. But
he's only saying that because it worked.
Well, of course.
You're not saying that if it doesn't work, are you?
And there are only three of them on the plane. They were all fine.
Yeah.
Everyone's good. So well done. But then in other plane news, Southwest Airlines are investigating a woman on TikTok after a video of hers went viral of her on board the plane but tucked inside the overhead baggage compartment.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
For a lay down.
That's amazing.
So just above rows 12 and 13, just took the luggage out and just thought she'd have a lay down in the top there.
How long was she up there for? Do you know? Does it say?
It's uncertain because there was more than one video of more than one person.
No way.
Apparently that's the go now. People reckon that she was just trying to get more leg room. To me, it looks like she's saving it for a friend for more baggage. You know, because when you get on, there's nowhere to put your overhead baggage, right? Like, it looks like she's just saving a space. But there was multiple videos of people, so they're investigating that. And British Airways, they did a flight from London to Dublin.
Oh, is this more plane news?
That's why it's called plane news.
Okay, yep. I'm with you. Thanks.
A couple were caught getting their paperwork together to do their taxes. And she was really earning her income.
Yeah.
Plenty of fringe benefits for him.
Uh-huh.
Had a dainty scarf draped over his lap. Nearby passengers said it was 15 to 20 minutes of unfranked dividends.
Wait, hang on. Sorry. This was happening not in the loo. It was happening in the aisle.
In the seat. When you've got to do your taxes, you've just got to get them done.
Huh.
It felt like she was putting in a lot more work than him.
Yeah.
But yeah, 15 to 20 minutes of unfranked dividends leading to a gross income. That's plain news. You're welcome, Pete.
I will hand it to you. You bring more of that stuff. I'm hanging around. There's no way I'm going elsewhere. Wow.
Dear Kimber.
So you can get in touch with us if you've got a problem that you'd like to talk to us about, get some advice from us. Then we often throw it out to the Mix fam to hear their stories and get their advice as well. You can do that on the text line or send us an email, any which way for a dear Kimber.
Yeah, Celeste got in touch last week via text and said, got this situation unfolding in my family. My husband is really struggling with making a decision about whether or not he should go and visit his dad who is soon to pass away. And really needed advice from the Mix fam. This is Celeste's story.
He asked myself and my sons, what do I do? Because his main outcome is, how does he role model his behaviour for his kids?
Mm.
He's not had a relationship with his own dad, but it is his father, his blood, etc. And it is weighing on him. It's a big Greek family, so he's never met the family before. He's not had a good relationship, so he had a stepdad who was, you know, was not the best role model.
Okay.
So he's never had that relationship. And he, to put himself out there, he's like, can I cope with all that's gone on in the past?
Now, the big decision was whether or not the family should fly to Adelaide because his dad is over there. And as I say, they haven't had much to do with him. They've had the odd FaceTime call for their son to know their granddad, but they're not close.
Mm.
So should they fly to Adelaide and see them? And the Mix fam jumped in with their advice.
I haven't seen my father for 35 years and I had a random phone call from my sister saying that he'd only got days to live. Made the decision to go and see him on his deathbed and it put closure for me.
So I was in a similar situation and I didn't get the opportunity to go and say goodbye.
Right.
And till today, it absolutely kills me.
So I really think it's a great idea to just suck it up, whether you have a memorial service via Zoom like we did. I think it's a really good idea just to be have peace with yourself, I think.
So tough decisions, but we've got Selise back on the phone with us. Good morning, Selise.
Good morning.
Now, how did you go? We know that when we were having those chats with our Mix fam, you and your husband were in the car listening at the time. What was that like?
It was, for me, it was, oh, I hope I haven't triggered any bad feelings for himself. So I kept on assuring he was okay. But he was actually listening intently to everyone's advice. He said, you could tell that I was coming from a good place. And he actually listened to it all. He liked your opinion, Kimber.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've decided, he's doesn't want to go fly over there to see a 45-kilo man who's basically wasting away.
Mm.
He doesn't want that memory. He doesn't want our children to see the granddad in less than a, you know, like he's fading.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to come to peace with that. So, yep.
So decided not to take the trip?
Yes.
Yep. And I think your husband can be safe in that idea. I don't know whether he had the feeling that maybe he would be judged by not going, because a lot of people said, oh, you don't want to regret, you know, but as we talked about, you can't create a relationship. You can't make up for 50 years of no relationship just by being there to say goodbye. But, you know, I think as long as he's okay with it and it brings peace to him, then he can just relax about it and just be at peace with what's taken place.
Yes. I think that's where we were at. He was okay. Yeah, people were saying about the regret, and that was weighing on him. But we've had the time to reflect, and take it all in. It's no point starting a relationship on a deathbed.
No. And has it inspired him? Has he had any other? He said that you didn't know the rest of the family. Has he got anyone?
Yeah.
Is he going to try and turn anything around there? Like make new relationships with any of the rest of the family?
Yeah, I think that's where we can come to peace. Is like, okay, you know, this was the past, and let's look forward to the future.
Yeah.
So and reach out. Yeah, I think it's been very helpful. It's very I appreciate the fact that you've got a forum for people to reach out for these sorts of issues that come up in the family. So thank you. It's really, really helped.
Oh, thanks, Selise. We're really glad you reached out. We know it's personal to share, but we're really grateful that everyone could help. And thanks, Mix fam, for giving such sage advice.
Yeah.
Good on you, Selise. Thanks. All the best to you guys. And by the way, if you'd like to submit your question for Kimber, you can hit us on the text line 0480 21 945. You can get in touch with us via email. No questions too small. No questions too big. We'll tackle them all. And the Mix fam loves piling in on this stuff as well. So get involved. Are we going to step into the Pete and Kimber tent?
Please do.
Yeah, we'll step into the tent.
It's more of a teepee.
It's a teepee.
It's a healing teepee.
This is the Pete and Kimber healing teepee.
And we're only in here because we want to talk about Lucinda Light.
Please tell.
Lucinda Light, by far one of the most popular contestants on Married at First Sight this past season. You might remember her from the time that she arrived at Tim's messy apartment.
Do you know what's amazing about standing here right now? I can watch the biggest television in the world. I can do a bit of computer work, do a bit of my photocopying, grab my shoes, do a bit of fridge and shop. Like, it's just the one-stop shop. And I think really bottom line, Tim, you just haven't really felt a chemistry with me. And sometimes I've been like, How about now?
How about now?
What about now?
How about now?
Lucinda Light, there was rumours that she was going to be taking over as one of the experts on the show.
Really? In what? As an expert in what?
In relationships and emotional connections and things. Because she demonstrated, she's got quite a high EQ. That was pretty obvious through the show. And people liked the cut of her jib, the way she handled situations, the way she tried to sort of, you know, give advice to others. And people said, that woman's a legend. Let's make her an expert on maths.
All of a sudden she can do a bit of that and now she's an expert.
Well, I mean, let's not forget Mel Schilling is on the show as an expert and she's a relationship and dating expert. And she didn't meet her partner until she was about 38, which one would suggest is a long time when you're giving relationship advice.
It's a cheeky drive-by to pocket for later.
It's just true. It's just the truth. But Lucinda Light's like, I'm too good for maths. She knows how to do this. She has got her own business running. She's got her Lucinda Light Tribe, where you can subscribe on a monthly basis to get really wonderful updates.
Of course she does.
She's doing a UK tour. It's like, I'm off to Edinburgh, Glasgow. She's doing all of this, right? All of her ticket sales over there sold out in about 2 minutes.
What? Are you serious?
She stands to make $250,000 in 10 days. As a one-woman show just going around, and she's sharing her expertise in emotional intelligence.
Oh, my God.
Power to her. I'm thrilled for her because, let's face it, you go on maths, you quite often embarrass yourself or it all goes pear-shaped and then you've got OnlyFans to look forward to.
Yeah.
And she's turned it into a proper, like, she's actually a wedding celebrant as well. And on her website, if you try to book her for a wedding, she says, she's only doing one wedding in 2025. One lucky couple are going to pay I don't know what.
That's the thing. They will pay a lot of money to have Lucinda Light if she's just doing one wedding.
Well, she was asked to do a wedding of recent times, like within the last couple of weeks for another radio station, and she said it was $8,000. So if you're the one wedding for 2025, you're probably paying up big. But good on her. Talk about turning it around.
Yeah. You may as well make money out of it, right?
That show is the best trash we watch.
Pete and Kimber's Yay or Nay.
Hello, producer Rummy.
Hello.
First one, doing your taxes on a plane.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because not that I ever have, but I've been in those stalls and they just look difficult. It just looks too tiny.
But the story that I brought you today was not people just getting intimate in the toilets.
No, but
the plane. They were just under a scarf or a rug, just under a little blankie while sitting in the chairs next to each other.
But so they were sitting in the chairs next to each other, which you can connect the dots in terms of what it is that they were doing. I mean, that's not really doing your taxes, isn't it?
It's preparing your taxes.
That's preparing your taxes.
Either way.
You know?
I don't know. Aircraft, I don't know. It's not a fun place to do your taxes, is it?
On a 12-hour flight, like you want some, you know, entertainment.
I have low needs on a plane. I want it to take off safely, land safely, and provide a bit of entertainment in the middle.
All I'm saying is the infotainment system sometimes doesn't work, so you got to create your own.
Have you ever given it a go?
Of course.
I think it sounds like it. He has.
Wait a second.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. When?
When?
Yeah, when?
When we went to Sydney a few months ago.
No!
I'm kidding. I didn't. Move on quickly.
Yeah,
second one, taking your kids to a concert.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
That's totally fine, depending on the concert. I mentioned this when we went and saw Pink.
That's right.
We took Mila.
It was her first concert, yeah. And it was going to be the best concert ever.
She was asleep
in a minute.
She was. First song, she fell asleep, and then she woke up in the second last song just in time to see one of her favourite songs, which was the last song of the night. But there were a lot of kids there that night, which this is the thing. Like, I sort of observed, I don't know if that let the atmosphere down a little bit because it just wasn't as much of a party because a lot of the kids were falling asleep and stuff like that. It's just a lot of parents caring for their kids.
Rami's probably bringing this up on the back of that baby that was laying on the concert floor in the mosh pit, right?
Yeah, that's so different, though. That is ridiculous.
It was a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
And so the parents are taking the kids, as you do, because kids love Taylor Swift. But this child decided to go to sleep. And so what's the parent going to do? I'm on the parent's side, because, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
No, you don't, mate. You don't go.
What? You're already there. You're,
no, but you, if you're if you're getting to the stage where you're having to put your baby
on
down
the floor,
on the floor
and enjoy a bit of tay-tay
in amongst the mosh pit, that's a moment where you kind of go, sorry, maybe this isn't the one for us.
I think you need to shake it off, Pete. That's all I say on that.
No, what? Nah. I will.
That's why they create those baby slings. You just sling them onto your body and you carry them around.
Or a leash.
Yeah, exactly.
A leash.
Yeah. Like the one I'm going to put you on in soon.
Half my life. You're kidding me.
Yes. Oh, my God, look. It's producer Kerridge.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Kimber.
Thanks for coming.
Lovely to be here. Oh, hello. It's lovely to be here, guys. You're kidding me is back for another week. This is a game where Pete and Kimber go head-to-head. I put together a bunch of montages, and you guys need to try and guess what year those moments happened within those montages.
Okay.
Kimber currently leads for 3 points. It's 8-11.
Boom. Pete,
bit of catching up to do.
It's very sportsmanlike.
Wow. Let's go to the first one.
For the pain, suffering, and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants, and for their families left behind, we say sorry.
Mamma Mia.
You sound like have fun already.
Oh, we are.
I used to have fun.
Oh, we know.
Did that guy know that there were A's in Mamma Mia?
Why, what did he
the
say?
The way he says it is like, Mamma Mia. Oh,
like, they were just thrilled that someone downloaded it because it was one of the most poop films I think they've ever
was it
made.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
It was, someone made me watch it on a plane and I felt like I was trapped. Like,
I have lots of friends who that is their favourite movie of all time.
Oh, it's dreadful.
Kimber's
really?
Given
oh,
me a
Pierce
year.
Brosnan yes. is the worst.
You would have friends who whose favourite movie that would be.
What's that meant to mean?
So vanilla.
Kimber's given me a year. Pete, what year do you think
I'm
that was
I'm going
from?
With 2010.
Ooh, I went with 2007, but I'm questioning whether it might have been 2008.
Oh, Kevin 07, so he won, but it wouldn't be until a little while later that he actually delivered the sorry.
How much later?
Hopefully 3 years.
No, it has to be within the year, surely.
It was 1 year later. It was 2008, so
yes.
Kimber takes the first points there. Let's go to the second one.
Some bangers in here this morning.
I got your boot.
What you mean to me?
Why won't you call an early election?
The answer is, mate, because I want to do you slowly. I want to do you slowly.
That's what she said.
She fly, don't bother me.
Oh, I love you. Love this film.
Fly, don't bother me.
What film's that?
That was Encino Man.
Damn it.
With Paulie Shore and Brendan Fraser.
That was Paul Keating getting stuck into John Howard,
that
wasn't
was
it?
That was Paul Keating.
Because I want to do you slowly. Imagine him in the bedroom.
I'm not great with this stuff.
This is a difficult one, I will say.
I'm not great with it.
Okay, Kimber's given me a year.
Oh, when and how is it? 97.
Fabulous movie.
Great movie.
I did not get the political reference at all. They all sound the same. That could have been anyone.
I'd had to be around 1995 because Paul Keating was in, and that would have been a discussion between him and Howard came afterwards.
So you're very going with what year?
I said 95. Oh. But, had to be very political this morning.
I am. I don't know where that's come from.
I went with 1992.
You did, Kimber.
A bit early.
For someone who said that they have absolutely no idea of political references and that this is going to be rubbish, you absolutely nailed it. It was 1992.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Kimber takes the cake.
Kimber does. Kimber did it.
Love it.
You know what happened there?
Let's do this again next week, Pete.
She did me slowly.
She did you slowly. Very much like Paul Keating.
It's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse. Get half price off cosmetics and vitamins. Shop in store or online today.